Well, you can't talk about Canadian music in the 90s and early 2000s without talking about Amanda Marshall, Fall from Grace, Let It Rain, If I Didn't Have You. I mean, it just goes on and on. Well, Amanda is back with a brand new album, Heavy Lifting, and the single, I Hope She Cheats. She's coming to the Jubilee June 29th, and she joins us now. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Certified diamond with your first album, 2 certified, 3 times platinum with a couple of your other albums. Then you disappeared for a little bit, dealing with legal issues, the separation with management, but the whole time writing, creating, recording. So Heavy Lifting, it's been kind of a long time coming for you.
It's been a very long time coming. I was saying we could also have called it the long game. I was saying, I know this comeback seems really sudden for everybody, but for me, it's been a long time coming. I've been waiting in the high grass for a while.
The first single off the album, I Hope She Cheats, and it's actually, I read it was a cover song. What made you want to do that song?
That song was written by Marcia Ambrosius, who was one half of Flowetry, that some people may remember from the early aughts. They were an R&B duo that came out of the UK. She is a brilliant, very, very clever, talented songwriter. And she recorded this song in 2011, I think, on one of her solo albums. I heard it quite by accident several years later. I was in a clothing store, and it was just playing in the store, and it stopped me cold. It was so clever and so vicious and so funny, and it had a lot of the qualities that I think a great pop song needs to embody, which is that it treads ground that is familiar. It's a breakup song, but at the same time, it attacks the subject matter in a new way, and that's really unusual, I think, for a lot of singers. And sometimes you just hear songs that, you know, move you and that you feel this sudden ownership over. So I ran home and I wrote a very different arrangement of the song, and I knew immediately that I wanted it to be on the album because it really made me, as a songwriter, sort of go back and re-examine the rest of the record, and it really kind of was the catalyst for me to sort of change some of what we were doing on the record, because I really wanted thematically the rest of the record to fit the kind of levity that Marcia's songwriting had. And it's the only song on the record that I didn't write, but it was a hugely important addition to the album.
The video for it is absolutely amazing. And as someone who, you know, well, everybody goes through relationships. At some point, I have probably said, I hope she cheats. So it's great because it resonates with a lot of people, right?
Yeah, it's funny. I was speaking to a reporter the other day, a male reporter, and he said, oh, it's a man-hating song. And I said, no, it's not. I really take issue with that. I don't think it's a man-hating song at all. I think, to me, the song is overlaid with a tremendous amount of melancholy. And it really, because you know she'd take him back. You know, there's a lot of sort of therapizing, I think, now that's really popular in pop music. And I love that. I think it's great that people are sort of writing songs that are kind of more interior. You know, there's a lot of interior monologuing that goes on. But this song, to me, is such a tremendous representation of reality. And I love the fact that it really examines the sort of superficial, the idea that, you know, one of the things that she's really taking him to task for is his embrace of the artificial, his embrace of the superficial, which is so prevalent and so relevant to the way kind of society is right now. Everything is filtered, everything is kind of fake, and I think people can sort of sniff out authenticity, and I loved that element of the lyric.
How does it feel to be back into it again? I mean, I know you opened for Bryan Adams, I think it was in 2019, and you've been working on this, but you're back with an album, new single, back out on tour. I mean, is it like riding a bicycle?
A little bit. If the bicycle had like 4 wheels and a bay underneath for the luggage, you know, it is definitely an embrace of the familiar again. I'm somebody who generally is pretty happy where they are with whatever they're doing in the moment. I'm very focused on what I'm doing in the moment. So when we were making the record, which I recorded, wrote, and produced myself, which was a huge change for me, when we were doing that, I was very, very focused on that. Now that we're going back out on the road, I'm very focused, you know, on that. When we're rehearsing for the tour, I'll be focused on that. I am somebody who kind of lives in the moment, and I don't tend to really look back. My biggest sort of thrill is the opportunity to get back out in front of audiences and sing these songs. Those dates we did with Bryan back in 2019 were the last dates that we did before the pandemic, and they were done in anticipation of this record coming out, but then the pandemic hit, which delayed things a little bit. So we're really, really happy to be getting back to what we originally intended.
Well, you are back. I mean, you still sound exactly the same, too. Your voice is as rich and as full as it always has been. But I have to ask you, I am a fellow curly girl. Full head, natural curls, long past my shoulders. And actually, when I was in high school, and I hated it then, my good friends would go, you have Amanda Marshall hair, though. It's absolutely amazing. So you've always given me hope. But I got to ask, hair routine, what is it?
Oh, geez. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there's no magic. I am an extreme extremely, extremely low-maintenance hair girl. And it's funny because I was talking to somebody else the other day, and she, too, was a curly girl, and she was asking me the same question. And I said, you know, my one piece of advice, if I have any advice, is don't cut your hair, because long hair, I find, is much easier to maintain than short hair. Maybe I'm alone in that, but I have always found any time that my hair is, like, above my shoulders, it's work. Anytime it's below my shoulders, I'm good to go.
I feel like when it's longer, too, you can get away with it being a little bit frizzy.
Oh, I embrace the frizz. I'm all
right?
about the frizz.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm all about the frizz.
Yes. Where can we pick up the album Heavy Lifting?
Heavy Lifting is coming out. It will be available on all streaming platforms June the 9th.
Perfect. In the Jubilee Auditorium, you will be here June 29th. Get your tickets from the link on our website, ravenradio.ca. Before I let you go, do you have a little bit of time to play something that I call the Shanish Inquisition?
Sure, why not?
Number one, what's the best dessert?
Oh, anything with whipped cream.
Oh, like chocolate whipped cream, fruit whipped cream, you don't care?
Like anything. As long as there's whipped cream on it, I will put it on a shoe. I will eat a shoe. Anything with whipped cream, I'll eat it.
All right. Have you ever asked anyone for an autograph?
Yes, a couple of times. I have Ella Fitzgerald's autograph.
Wow.
I got to sing for her when I was a teenager.
That's incredible. What was it like singing for her?
It was great. It was one of the last tours that she did. I think I was maybe 14, 15, and I went to see her, and we waited at the stage door, and as she passed by, I said, Ella, I want to be a singer too. And she said, well, sing something for me then. And I sang a little bit of Them Their Eyes. I fell in love with you the first time I looked into Them Their Eyes. And she said, keep at it, girl. You got it going. And I said, great.
Oh, my heart. That's such an amazing story. I love it. What was your first car?
I don't drive, but I will say that the first car I did learn to drive.
Okay.
And the car I learned to drive on was a 74 Volkswagen Beetle, stick shift.
I feel like that's the dream car of like all 13, 14-year-olds, you know?
Oh, yeah. Drove it all over the place, drove it through a hedge. It's still sitting in my parents' garage somewhere.
Nice. What is the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Oh, what was that movie with the couple? Was it Open Water?
Oh.
Where they got left behind on the scuba trip?
Girl. That movie, that messed me up.
Yes, yes, yes. That did me in for a little while, too. Yeah.
Last but not least, the beach or the mountains. Which one would you choose?
Well, the Canadian in me wants to say the mountains, but my mom's from Trinidad, so I got to go with the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, the Canadian in you also wants to say the beach in the wintertime.
Yeah, it's true.
Amanda, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. It was so much fun talking to you.
Thanks, Shannon.